But right now, let's get an update on downtown. Jenna Bowman and Ender Goachman coming in here from the Rochester Downtown Alliance. Good to see you guys. Haven't seen you for a while.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hope you had a great summer, great fall.
Yep.
Now we're here in the middle of winter and all set for some big events coming up this winter downtown. First of all, what's the latest with RDA? I mean, Ender, you're relatively new. You came in July.
I did, yeah. Started back in July. Right in the thick of Thursdays on 1st and 3rd, so that was really, really fun.
You might as well hit the ground running. Well, Jenna, you came in about a couple weeks before it was all to begin,
yep,
right?
Yeah, the beginning of May, so
yeah.
It was definitely a start to a busy summer, and yeah, Ender and Carly both started in July, and we just had our fourth and final staff start on Monday, and she came from Tennessee, so last week was a little bit of a cold start for her, but
yeah.
She's embracing it, and we're all...
Cold start, literally.
Yeah, literally.
All right, so what's coming up here with RDA? You've got some big events, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the beginning of the year, so we're getting our whole calendar planned out, but one of the biggest ones is going to be Socialize 2015, so we're looking forward to that. That's such
now,
a
for those that don't know... Explain what kind of social ice is all about.
Yeah, well, social ice is Rochester, Minnesota's ice bar. It's where we get a bunch of people downtown and kind of celebrate Minnesota weather with a little bit of flair. We get some ice bars built, some ice covers come out, and kind of construct these really, really elaborate ice bars. Specialty drinks and the whole shebang. We have some activities planned as well.
And there are usually some heaters down there, the little overhead
heaters. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got it heated, too.
It'll help a little
some heaters.
Bit, but the whole idea is just to not be cooped up all winter.
Yeah, excuse me, definitely. And we are having, it is a couple weeks later, so I know that's something that people have been wondering, is socialize happening, and mm-hmm. It definitely is, but it's the 19th through 21st this year, and we've been looking at what the bars and restaurants are doing for their themed ice bars, if you will, and people are going to be, I think, pretty surprised, and it's pretty entertained this year as far as the various themes.
So you're getting a lot of cooperation and a lot of participation from some of the other establishments downtown, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting. Grand Rounds will be part of the event this year. So, you know, as we see changes happening downtown, we're already seeing participation from, you know, the kind of the change of those restaurants and mm-hmm. bars. So super exciting.
All right. Anything else new downtown?
Yeah, I mean, as far as socialize goes, what we're really, you know, capturing that if people are making the time to get out there, that it's truly that time to take that coveted selfie. So there'll be lots of great ways to get that photo in and show it off to either your friends in Rochester who are not choosing to brave the cold or outside of the area. But we're hoping that that those who attend get those people to the event. I will say that we have a really neat partnership in the works as far as what people can win. Through taking those photos and getting involved, so that more to come on that.
Some pretty mm-hmm. big prizes.
Yep.
All right.
Which we're really excited about. And, you know, already planning for Thursdays on 1st and 3rd. I know people are always getting really excited about that, and we look forward to the warmer days. So we're not that far away from it, and I can tell you we've got a lot of planning happening for that and a lot of good things in the works as far as entertainment. The Red Ball, which we... shared that's coming June 6th through the 12th. It's 250-pound, 15-foot tall inflatable red ball that'll be here for 7 days.
And do we get to jump on it?
You can interact
you could,
with
yeah.
it, so you literally
you
can throw yourself
oh, really?
Against this ball. Yep, it's an art installation that's been traveling around the world. This will be the first time in about 4 to 5 years that it's coming back to the United States. So Rochester will be that first. Trip back. So
wow.
It'll be in 7 different locations throughout the city, and that will kind of be a bit of a surprise. People will know before the event so they can make sure that they plan their visit, but one of those locations will be during Thursdays on 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you can go to the website, downtownrochestermn.com, and check out the calendar of events and get up to date on all things upcoming downtown, which is a good way to do it. I mean, there are things happening every day.
Every single day, and Ender puts together a great newsletter, e-newsletter every week as well. So if people aren't signed up for that, we'd encourage them to get signed up and to hear what's happening.
All right. So how often does a monthly newsletter?
It's actually a weekly newsletter. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's an events newsletter. So every week it's published and sent out. But that'll be the place to go for sure for information on Socialize and Thursdays on 1st and all the biggest things that are happening downtown.
Okay. Of course, with... Yeah. Any other changes or new things happening this coming year that Besides the big inflatable red ball or the anything else with the downtown?
Yeah, we've got Art Walk, which has kind of been revitalized, if you will. So that information can be found on the website, and we actually have printed brochures that will be available. And we'll look to do a larger launch of that program once it gets a little bit warmer. But there's various pieces of art all throughout downtown, and we're highlighting that you can really walk downtown and see quite a bit. So for residents or visitors, a lot to do in terms of enjoying really all that downtown has to offer. So, again, that information is available online on our website right now, but look for a bigger launch of that initiative within the spring. And I'll say that we probably have some other tricks up our sleeve that we'll be announcing as we get into 2015 here in terms of just events and activities. And
sounds good.
Yeah, really
all
excited.
Right. Again, downtownrochestermn.com is the website for information on what's happening downtown and some of the upcoming events you can make plans for. Again, Social Ice is when again?
19th through the 21st, so still a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
February.
Oh, February, I'm sorry. So you got a little bit of time.
A little bit of planning time, yeah. It's a January clearance right now, so you can go get a really nice jacket. for relatively cheap. Insulated
right.
Jackets are the best.
Good enough. Well, Ender, good to meet you. And Jenna, good to see
you
again.
Yeah,
so we'll do it
us.
Again next month.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.